Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tercivia, who's an economist that focuses on the flooring business and a partner here with us at Floor Focus that helps us get our numbers right. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, Kemp.
I wanted to talk to you because you've just recently published your U.S. Floor Report, probably the most inclusive analysis and forecast of where the flooring industry has been and where it's going. I wanted to talk to you about that. I mean, this book, how many pages is it, you know?
So I think almost 400 pages.
Not only does it give a forecast, but it gives economic analysis, a channel analysis, an analysis by product type. It gives housing statistics. It gives population demographics and government regulation, all the different things that affect where the business is today and where it's going, right?
That's right. And let's not forget internet usage and internet site visit for the different flooring internet site. We try to cover everything that affects the industry.
And putting this together, one of the things just from a top line perspective for the flooring business, you know, your numbers closely match what we published in our May issue on, as far as where the business is. The floor covering business in the U.S., and by the way, these numbers don't include stone, which is a mined product, but you looked at that and your call for where the total business is at wholesale value in 13 was just under $20 billion. That was about an 8% growth over 12. And for 14, you're calling for, it looks like about a 5.1% growth, which takes the business to almost $21 billion. And it looks like by 2019, you're forecasting that the business will be back to $24 billion, which is where it was, I think, in 2006. Is that right?
That's correct. Okay. And the problem is we've had this excruciatingly slow economic recovery. You can argue about why this is occurring, whether how much government policy plays into this, but the fact of the matter is it's been excruciatingly slow, and we shouldn't normally have had to drag this out that far to get back to normal, but we are, and that's just the way it is right now.
Just real quick before we get into more details on what this book has in it, let's talk just for a second about your customers, and I don't mean specifically. Obviously, most of the big players in the business buy a copy of this book, but you also get some business from analysts in New York, people who are getting ready to take companies public. There's a wide range of customers for this book, aren't there?
Yes, including investment bankers who are looking to make investments in the industry or have made investments in the industry. And we work with them too. They will call and ask for some consulting and assistance in evaluating their credits in this area, and we try to help them as best we can.
All right, so a couple of other key takeaways. Why don't you tell us from a surface or product category, what are some of the hot categories?
As everybody knows, wood flooring, benefiting from the increase in home construction, is coming back fairly strong. The one area that went under the radar is the fact that it's also come back and is getting a larger share of the market in residential remodeling. And I think that's as much a factor of the home centers as anything else. They've really pushed wood, and a lot of people have started to rehab with wood flooring. And I know Floor Focus has just completed a consumer survey, which they'll be publishing in an upcoming issue. Wood remains the number one product that people really aspire to. The other product is ceramic tile. Again, it's a beneficiary of construction. It's also a beneficiary of the population shift in the United States. As the population shifts to the Sun Belt, South and West, those are areas that are very conducive to ceramic tile. Also engineered hardwood, getting back to hardwood. A lot of slab construction in those areas. LVT will be the fastest growing category. And it, among other things, has the ability to realistically emulate both wood and ceramic tile. I mean, you can grout LVT. LVT comes in wood strips. It's less expensive on an installed basis and has significant advantages both commercially and residentially.
And it's a value product. It's not necessarily going to do a lot of damage to wood or ceramic, but it's got some acoustical properties that are better than the real thing. It's a little softer. It's a little warmer. There's a lot of reasons why LVT is doing well. And it's probably doing best in those households. And one of this is a great thing that's in U.S. Floor Report is you give a lot of demographic information. So LVT is probably doing best in that household income of around $75,000, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. And like I said, wood is the product that people aspire to.
Yeah.
And if you can't afford it, LVT becomes an excellent alternative to that. We've all seen products that would be hard to tell what it was. Was it real or was it LVT?
You mentioned a minute ago about something around the shift in population. You cover that in detail. You talk about states that are growing, states that are shrinking. But you also talk about construction of homes. There's been a shift recently on the type of construction being used, and there's much more use of slabs nowadays, aren't there?
That's correct. A lot of it has to do with the shift towards the Sun Belt areas. It's a lot easier to construct if you don't have to dig a basement. And these tract houses, and a lot of it in the Sun Belt is tract housing, goes in very quickly with a slab construction.
Well, you also talk about retail brands. I thought that's very interesting, something I was looking at last night. Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Yes, we're seeing a distinct rise of what I call store brands, which shocked me. Bellawood does $120 million at retail. It's the number six wood flooring brand. In the consumer surveys, what we're going to be publishing in Floor Focus, the Bellawood brand actually comes up on an unaided basis in the top 10. And then, of course, Home Depot and Lowe's have several store brands that are growing in sales. Manufacturers have to be wary of these. These are new types of competitors, and they drive people at the store and are less focused on the brand, but the brands are there. And they're their brands, and they control them.
Another thing you look at is the effect of the Internet on this business. Talk a minute about that, if you would.
The Internet is still a source of information and not so much a place that people are buying flooring. We estimate about 1% of the U.S. flooring sales, and it's mainly rugs, are being done on the Internet. And we go into who the top players are in that regard, but it's more of an information source. People go and they look and they make decisions, and then they go out and they have to touch, feel, talk to somebody, and get it installed. So at this point in time, you know, you see Amazon experimenting with, I don't think you're going to see any drones delivering ceramic tile to anybody's house anytime soon.
I think the FAA is going to outlaw the use of carpet delivery by drone.
Yeah.
One quick last thing. You know, we saw yesterday where they revised 2014's GDP performance in the first quarter down 2.9%. But you still feel good about this 5% growth call for 14, don't you?
Yeah, we factored in, actually our economists who we use, factored in an economic situation in the first quarter, which was going to be tamped down. I feel good that we're in the ballpark and, you know, we're going to be okay there. We feel strongly that the 5% is reasonable, especially given the first quarter situation.
Okay, Santo, great to talk to you again. Been talking to Santo Tresivia, who's an economist and partner here with us at Floor Focus, who's just come out with the U.S. Floor Report, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.